What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, tell me what's hot in this market.
Well, weekend rains, Don. A lot of people, friends I have from all over the country, posting pictures of rains. And as you know, rain makes grain. Not everybody had a nice rain, but parts of Indiana and Illinois still need one. But more rain in the forecast, and it's hitting the hot days of June here. So rain makes grain here in the Midwest.
Got somewhat of a weak dollar. What's that mean for us on the demand side of the equation?
Oh, as a commodity trader and broker, we love trading a weak dollar. A weak dollar helps people in other countries. It helps exports. It helps them buy a bunch of our grain. Over the years, I'd much rather be a corn and bean and wheat trader with a weak dollar. Look for good exports. And matter of fact, we've sold China recently a lot of beans. Keep an eye on China. They are starting to buy crop. I think it's a hedge against the coronavirus that's spreading wildly in Brazil. Nonetheless, China's in here buying our beans.
So what would you say is not hot in this market, Tommy?
Well, we just touched on that coronavirus. Looking at some of the numbers in other countries in our country, it's still out there, Don. Nobody's immune to this thing. So the virus is out there. We're living with it. And that's something we have to get used to. So looking at some of the Brazil numbers, absolutely scary how many cases over the weekend in Brazil.
We got obviously a lot of grain inventory, a big carryover still with us.
Large carryover, continuing to educate farmers on how to deal. I'll have farmers send me pictures of a dry field, and I just text back, $3.3 billion. Remember that number. They go, but my field's burning up. I go, okay, great. Now we have $3.2 billion carryover. So we can lose grain in certain areas. And Don, every year, every crop year, there's always someone who has a problem, and they're usually speaking the loudest. So we have a large carryover. Farmers are looking for a reason for the markets to rally instead of focusing on a reason to sell.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.